This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it sure does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. That is for sure. No doubt about that, as we are talking and doing our thing. So anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Yeah, hanging out with our friends in Radio Big.fm, no doubt, as we do our thing. So, anyways, how have you been? How was the weekend? What did you do? Anything good? Anything to brag about? Did you go see any movies that you ended up finding out that there were musicals after you went in? Yeah, you'll figure that out as we go talking a little bit about everything. So a lot of stuff. We'll get some good times hanging and banging and doing all that kind of fun stuff. So, as I said earlier, we are broadcasting from Orlando, Florida. So what does that mean? That means that, we have a level of another hurricane watch in Orlando. Yeah, you know, we had one about a week and a half ago at this point, and now we have another one coming up as a thunderstorm, not a thunderstorm, a tropical storm at the moment, but it looks like it will become a hurricane if it hasn't done so already by the time that we're doing this thing. So, a lot of stuff going on this week, but we'll talk, and it'll be another thing, like it was the last time, where we will still do a show. We will still do everything. And, you know, if things get bad, then we'll disappear for a little bit and then come back. And remember, we always have other people that can come in and do our stuff. So don't worry about that. And the great thing about it is with having remote studios, we can do a little bit of everything. So with that being said, let's talk about a couple of odd things. Well, we are a show that is a radio show that is also a audio show for a podcast. It is also a video show for a streaming platform. So some things going on there. Just a little FYI action in regards to what's going on. So if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com will do it. That's callinradio.com. Callinradio.com. We'll get you definitely inside of our system so we can get you moving and grooving and all the fun stuff there. Video, audio, and text messaging are the options once you get inside of there. Just a little FYI. So with that being said, you know that and I know that. So that's a good thing. So that's a good start. Our show consists of safety and the news, news and safety. People go, why do you talk about both of those things? Well, the reason that behind it is the following. We talk about news and safety. That way you have something to discuss pop culture, current events, as you're going to lean in towards the world of safety. Apparently my camera is loving my thumbs up today for some reason. So with that being said, that is the thought process behind it. And that's how the show has been. Remember, if we go back years and years ago, this was a rant show originally. People would call and complain about what they didn't like about employers. They would call and complain. Some even called and complained what they didn't like about their employees and team members. And then that's kind of changed because some people were like, well, we need to know some things that are going on. We just can't hear about people complaining all the time. And I get it. I mean, it makes sense to me. So that's how it changed. That's how it changed into what it is today. Anyways, with that being said, let's start talking about what was trending. Apparently it didn't like it. It didn't like that versionality of telling me what the hell was trending. It kind of gave it to me in a different format. I guess that's different in regards of how it did that. Yeah, it wanted to tell me what was trending in a separate format. Weirdy in regards of how that goes. So, yeah, now we get to learn things in real time on how that happened. Why would it tell me that we're connected but play it over there? What a weird system sometimes. This is what happens when you change into new formats in regards of, you got this, but you got that, and then you're paired and not paired and all this other stuff. Duh. Yeah, for some reason, it's hating me this morning. So I don't even know what to do anymore in regards of some of the stuff that happens with our disconnections and connections and things. So, yeah, fun stuff. Fun stuff to talk about. I don't know. You know? This is what happens when you do live radio. It tells you things that you never know that's going to happen.
Duh.
So there you go. There's the duh. And here's this.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
This is what I love live because you never know what the hell is going to happen. Anyways, take a listen to this. An update on the wandering water buffalo in Iowa and a sketchy vacation opportunity. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Tupac's family hires a high-profile attorney to look into the murder of what happened to Tupac, of course. And Garth Brooks sells his Tennessee home. Uh-oh. We're going to have to talk about that, of course. And The Princess Diaries 3 is happening, and the 90s cartoon is getting a live-action adaptation. We'll talk about that. And King Charles, King Charles has a new lunchtime habit. And no, we're not talking about napping, so just in case. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and get you the people of Feature Story News, where they can tell you what the features are that's occurring in the news right now. I think that sounds like it might be important.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's marking a year since the October the 7th attacks by Hamas. Services are taking place across Israel and the world. Around 1,200 people were killed and over 250 taken hostage. Adam Marnit's cousin was taken hostage by Hamas, and he says more can be done to get the hostages home.
If we were all focused individually and collectively on pressuring Hamas maximally to release the hostages, securing their freedom, returning the bodies of our dead so that their families can grieve and mourn and put closure, there can be healing. Pathways can be unlocked for the suffering to end. This war will not end with Hamas until that's done.
Two Chinese nationals have been killed and at least 10 people injured after an explosion near Jinnah International Airport in Karachi in Pakistan. The Chinese embassy in Pakistan describes it as a terrorist attack. Laura Westbrook reports.
The Chinese embassy said the explosion targeted a convoy of Chinese engineers working on a power project in the country's Sindh province. The separatist Balochistan Liberation Army has claimed responsibility for the attack using a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device. The group has regularly targeted Chinese nationals over claims local residents are not receiving their share of wealth extracted from foreign investors. The engineers were part of a Chinese-funded enterprise aiming to build two coal power plants. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Rwanda says it will start vaccine trials against the Marburg virus, which has killed at least 12 people in the country. There have been at least 46 cases of the highly infectious disease, which is similar to Ebola. Another hurricane is barreling towards the already storm-ravaged US Gulf Coast. A state of emergency has been declared in parts of Florida while the state is still clearing up from the effects of Hurricane Helene. Kate Fisher reports.
The National Hurricane Center has confirmed that Milton is a Category 1 hurricane and that it could pose life-threatening hazards when it makes landfall, likely Wednesday, on Florida's west coast. Well, it's less than 2 weeks since Hurricane Helene caused havoc across the southeastern United States, killing at least 225 people, and there are still hundreds of people missing. In Florida, where Helene left 14 people dead, there are now 35 counties under a state of emergency.
New Zealand's Navy has lost its first ship to the sea since World War II. HMNZS Manawanui ran aground off the coast of Samoa and then caught fire before capsizing. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at President Biden's plans to meet allies in Germany later this week to discuss strategies in Ukraine as President Volodymyr Zelensky's forces prepare for winter. They suffered a big loss last week as Russia captured the Donbass city of Vuhledar, the latest in a series of losses in eastern Ukraine that are raising questions about Moscow's current strategic advantage. Bob McMahon is with America's Council on Foreign Relations.
The Vuhledar fall is concerning, perhaps not in and of itself, but because of a set of dominoes that could be lining up where the Russians take one strategically important hub after another from this whole theater that Ukrainians had been holding on to tenaciously, and where they had inflicted heavy Russian casualties 2 years ago. Now the Russians are said to have kind of beefed up with a new crop of well-paid volunteers, according to some reports. So it's a tough moment for the Ukrainians. They are eagerly looking for some capabilities to be able to really create some harm and some pause on the Russian side. Their incursion into Kursk has not had the intended effect. And so they are looking for some sort of a firm commitment.
And that is putting pressure on President Biden, who will meet with leaders of the quartet that brings the U.S. together with Germany, France and the U.K. He'll also preside over a meeting of the 32-nation Ukraine contact group as calls grow for the provision of fresh assistance to Kyiv. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Israel's marking a year since the October the 7th attacks by Hamas. Two Chinese nationals have been killed and at least 10 people injured after an explosion near Jinnah International Airport in Karachi in Pakistan. Rwanda says it'll start vaccine trials against the Marburg virus, which has killed at least 12 people. And another hurricane is barreling towards the already storm-ravaged US Gulf Coast. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people, trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's R-A-D-I-O. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time.
Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time.
All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Sounds like some risky business to me, that's for sure. Anyways, 18 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. Anyway, so let's get into it because that is what we do around here. We talk, we move, we groove, we do all the fun stuff that needs to be done. Korean International Travel Company, a travel agency operated by Kim Jong Jr. regime in North Korea, has released a promotional video encouraging vacationers to visit, but only Russians. Yeah, you heard me correctly. The online ads were filmed in Majuron Beach on the country's east Latkos, showing young, attractive Russians running on white sandy beaches and playing volleyball while other pilot jet skis across the cool blue water, fit women in exercise sand, and the women even wear skimpy bikinis, which is the Kim regime has banned and is very idealistic. It's not exactly clear where the ads are running, but if they're likely playing online in Russia, the campaign follows to strengthen the relationship recently between them in Russia, or North Korea and Russia, let's remove the them, which shares a small border in the north. North Korea has also reportedly supplied Russia with the military support in its war against Ukraine. This is according to NDTV. That's NDTV in regards to what is going on. So I don't know. Makes it some interesting times for sure. And then, of course, that term skimpy bikini has to be it's used from a standpoint of depending on what you consider skimpy. Skimpy, because you know that that's going to be all eye of beholder stuff, because that's just the way that that stuff goes. So what do you think? So if you were in Russia, or you are Russian and you can't go back to Russia and all that kind of fun stuff, and you had the chance to go to North Korea, would you do it? I'm just asking, because I'm always curious about all kinds of interesting things. So I don't know, some stuff to think about.
Would you consider to go to North Korea?
You know, just a question. Anyways, Israeli intelligence is playing a whack-a-mole with new leaders of a terrorist organization. Hassan Nasrallah, I believe is what it is, had led the organization since 1992 before being killed in September by an airstrike that included dropping more than 80 bombs, including 2,000-pound bunker buster, on the underground hideout. On Friday, he presumed his successor, Hashalim Sadine, was believed to have been killed in another strike that occurred. Also missing is the head of Iran's Quds force, who has been unreachable since Friday, since the strike, they believe, has killed the person as well. It's a lot of killing in a very few sentences. Strike follows a volley of missiles that were sent into Israel by Iran last Tuesday that the Iron Dome largely intercepted. The strike was in retaliation for the ingenious plot years of making the Israeli intelligence that had turned the pagers used into terrorist operatives to remote detonating bombs that took out thousands of rank and file. The Washington Post says it is fascinating, the fascinating exposure about the plan. So there you go. I mean, I don't know if you've looked at any of that stuff in regards to the paging exploding. But a lot of people have referenced that it was essentially for their genitalia to explode. That's what the purpose of the paging bomb scenario was. So I don't know. I mean, I can only tell you some of the videos that I've seen online, which is extremely disturbing. But, you know, I don't go digging too deep in regards to trying to find out that stuff. It's just one of those things that it's there. And I go, okay, I guess I'll look at it, because I look at new stuff all day because...
Duh.
That's kind of part of the gig here of what I'm trying to accomplish. Anyways, during a recent Qantas flight between Australia and Japan, a technical glitch played the same movie for every passenger. The racy 2023 flick Daddy-O, starring Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn. The film includes an exchange of salacious text messages and graphic sex scenes. And it gets worse. The glitch made it impossible for even more wholesome passengers to turn off the screen. Eventually, the crew realized that they picked the worst possible selection and played an unspecified kids-friendly movie instead. Qantas has confirmed the incident, adding the most circumstances individual passengers can select what they want to watch. We are reviewing how the movie was selected, one of the reps said. This is according to news.com.au. So imagine that real quick. Well, number one, I've been told that movie sucks. I mean, I don't know what they meant by it when I was told that the movie sucks, but maybe it's something entirely different. But imagine being stuck watching a movie that's not so wholesome, and you're on like on a family vacation or going on a family vacation. That's probably not going to go over too well in regards of how people tend to look at things. That is for sure.
bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. Interesting stuff right there. No doubt about that. Anyways, here's a follow-up. In August, a water buffalo got on the loose near Des Moines, leaving locals to share tips on where to find the animal before police eventually tracked it down. Now the owner has been fined $105, that's all it says, dollars, for having the animal at large, according to the Des Moines Registry, plus court fees. The buffalo, nicknamed Phil, for being spotted around the town of Pleasant Hill, was on its way for the slaughter when it got on the loose. Now, though, Phil is staying in a farm sanctuary that he cared for the infections that he contracted after getting getting hit with a tranquilizer dart. Reps say that that the farm say that Phil is doing well. This is according to AP News. So is it just $105, like, total? Because, you know, I know that there's some people named Phil that they would probably love to have a tie-in to this news story if you take a look at it whatsoever. So there you go. Very interesting times. No doubt about that in regards of some of the things that are going on. So there you go. Anyways, more than 575,000 votes were cast in this year's Best Cities in the World, according to the 2024 Reader's Choice Award survey, taking the top spot. Are you ready for this? It's not in the U.S., but it is in North America. It's in Victoria, Canada. It's an exquisite offering of food, wine, architecture, and art. The second spot was San Sebastian, Spain, followed by San Miguel de Allende in Florence, Italy. And let's see, Salzburg, Australia, to round out the top five. This is according to CNN Travel. Locally, the best cities in the U.S. is Charleston, South Carolina, for its history, culture, and food. Santa Fe, New Mexico came in second, followed by Alexandria, Virginia, Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, and Greenville, South Carolina. So there you go. Some things to take a look at if you're so inclined to do so. I'm pretty sure that will be one of those mind-boggling things. Hey, so, you know, I guess when we did the conference a few weeks ago in Santa Fe, that was not a bad pick then when it was all said and done, when you start really thinking about it, because, hey, we were in the second best place. And for the U.S., of course, because we didn't go to Charleston, South Carolina. So some things to think about for sure. Let's talk about this one real quick. Hall of Fame football player Billy Shaw has died. He passed away on Friday, according to a statement from his family. Shaw remembered for the all-time great who spent his entire career in the American Football League. That would be the AFL. He was 85 at the time of his passing. Also, Madonna's brother Christopher Ciccone has died. He passed away on Friday after his battle with cancer, according to the reps. Christopher passing comes less than 2 weeks after the death of his and Madonna's stepmother. So there you go. Chris was 63 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Let's talk about this weekend's box office, because that is going to be some things for some people that they want to hear. So let's talk about that. At number 10 was Megapolis with $1 million. At number 9 was The Substance with $1.3 million. At number 8 was Deadpool and Wolverine with $1.5 million. Isn't that movie already streaming? I thought it got released last week. White Bird with $1.53 million. At number 6 was Sam and Colby, The Legends of Paranormal, with $1.7 million. At number 5, Speak No Evil, $2.8 million. Another movie that I believe is already streaming as well, that you can buy it. At number 4, Transformers 1, $5.3 million. At number 3, Beetlejuice, that I believe it comes out streaming this week. Yeah, a lot of streaming stuff, $10.3 million. The Wild Robots dropped from number 1 to number 2 with $18.7 million. And at the number 1 spot, oddly enough, coming in below expectations, was the new Joker movie. And let me tell you, it was expected to make somewhere around $55 million, made $40 million. I still don't think that's it's a bad amount. But when you start thinking that the budget was $96 million, probably not where you want to be. Now, here's the issue that people are complaining about, is they say that it's nothing like the first one. So if you like the first one, they say that it's nothing like the first one. And that there's a lot of recaps about the first movie in this one. And then the surprise of surprise, the way that it's not being marketed, is that you end up finding out that it's mostly a musical. Yeah, mostly a musical. So imagine that you're going to go see a movie that really is attempting to have some kind of a level of a tie-in to Batman. But then you find out that the movie is a musical, not what you probably expected starting off. So, I don't know. Whatever you want to do, that's for sure. Anyways, let's talk about the Dow real quick. The Dow gained about 341 points to close at 42,352 on Friday. The S&P increased by 51 points to close at 5,751. And the NASDAQ, increased by 219 points to close at 18,137. West Texas Intermediate closed at $73 a barrel on Friday, and Brent crude was at $77 a barrel on Friday. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.17 on Sunday, and Bitcoin slightly gained over the weekend, trading just around 62,400. In some other news, let's see. There was 3,340 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday, and about 70 such cancellations. So keep that in mind. And then let's see. On Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $129 million jackpot or a $62.3 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $315 million jackpot or $154.9 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it's an opportunity to do so. No doubt about that. So let's talk about this, because I referenced it at the beginning of the time as we were starting. Tupac Shakur's family has hired a high-profile New York attorney, Alex Spiro, to look into whether or not Sean Combs played a role into the murder. Dwayne Kefs Davis was arrested and charged last year in Tupac's death. He previously accused Combs of being the mastermind behind the murder, a sentiment echoed by Marianne Shug Knight Jr. Fellow rapper Eminem touched on Tupac's murder in two of his songs, calling out Combs in both instances. Combs has denied having anything to do with the homicide. Worth noting, Spiro most recently defended Alec Baldwin in his Russ manslaughter case. This is all according to Court TV. So there you go. Also, I spoke about a day before that Garth Brooks was publicly accused of sexual assault. He and his wife, Trisha Yearwood, sold their Tennessee home for $3.34 million. While the timing seems suspicious to some, the home has been on the market since 2023. As for the accusation, Brooks says that for the past 2 months, he has been the victim of targeted threats and lies from accusers and a former hairstylist identified as Jane Roe. This is according to In Touch magazine. So there you go. Some stuff about this. Let me talk about this one real quick, and then we'll get into the main. Things are getting messy between Artem and Nikki Garcia. Both have now addressed a domestic violence incident that led to Artem's arrest and Nikki's divorce filing. He says that she is an aggressor who lashes out, and then she doesn't get her when she doesn't get her way. While she claims that he had held her down on multiple occasions to keep her from leaving, the final blow escalated after the argument about how to properly toast their four-year-old son's bagel. Okay. So meanwhile, Nikki has been granted a restraining order against Artem, protecting both herself and her son. Artem is allowed visitations, however. This is according to TMZ. This one's going to get wild before it gets better, is what it sounds like. That is for sure. Anyways, let's go ahead and get into our main story right now. Like, seriously, what is going on this morning with all of this connection stuff? It seems like the system is hating me in regards to this. You see, this is why you don't change out equipment. Because then you get weird stuff going on.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this, because I get so confused, not about new equipment. I get confused on why things don't work sometimes. Duh. But we'll leave it at that for another day. But let me ask you a couple of strange things, if I may do so, of course. When you go through the process of learning new stuff related to safety, and I'm talking about, you know, new trends. I'm talking about maybe new philosophies, new things from academia, you know, the new things that come in that you go, okay, this is the way that we're leaning. This is the way that we're going. How do you obtain that information? Do you go to conferences? Do you go to classes? Like, do you go to like online schooling? Do you go to in-person classes? Do you go to workshops? Do you go to, do you buy books? Do you do audiobooks? The reason that I ask all of this is because, listen, everybody's slightly different, I would hope, I would imagine as well. But when you start looking into some of this stuff, what works best for you. Because, listen, there are speakers that are out there, and I'm talking about professional speakers that talk about the world of safety. And they go around, and they'll do presentations, and they'll do all these things. But then at the same time, too, as they're doing all of this, they turn around and they'll release a book. And they'll go out with some new information in regards to what's going on inside of the world of safety and so on. And this kind of drives people to some of their speaking engagements or maybe even some of their workshops and so on. And I just don't understand what is the driving force behind one to another. I ask you this question because I'm always intrigued on how you obtain new information. Because I look at it and listen, there are people that are out there that they want to be inside of the space of safety. And I will see them post stuff online 5, 6, 7, 8 times a day, which I think is a lot of posting, but that's just my opinion in regards of information that's out there that they want to share with the world. And I'm talking like 5 to 8 posts a day in regards of what they're wanting to post about. And some of it has no engagement. Some of it has some engagement. So as you start looking and you start driving forward with some of this, what is the best case scenario for you? What is the best thing that occurs in regards on how you get the information? Because I will tell you, I have seen a lot of book clubs pop up as of late. There's the different book clubs about going over information together. I've seen virtual versions. I've seen in-person versions. I've seen the same one kind of repeat. I think the Safety Differently book club has an interesting catch. It's a book club with a drinking problem is how they word it. But I look at these things and I go, how do you obtain new knowledge? And if the book is the way of going, and that's how you decide to obtain it, how do you share information? How do you go back and forth with someone in regards to finding it out? Because, listen, just because I sit here and I read something and I tell you that it's good, it does not mean that it is. If I sit here and I tell you that things are going to change inside of the world because of this book that I read, I want to be able to compare and contrast some of the information with you, opposed to just going, okay, this is how I think the world is going, so that's all we're going to do. So as you hear that and you think about it, what do you think? What makes the most logical sense to you? Seriously, think about that for a moment, because I think that one's going to be super important as we're going forward.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Find the taillights, something's coming in, you're gonna wanna take a red eye. It's time to go. It's time to go. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready.
Okay, it's time to get ready, it sounds like here.
Get ready.
You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Don't blink, don't blink.
This is Get Ready with Nickel. Yeah, there you go. You can give this song a little screamer emer action. I was going to say Radio Big. Listen to me. On Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Spotify.
I'm stunning. Better hold tight because you know what's going down.
Yeah, you better hold tight because you know what's going down. We'd like to thank Nickel for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show.
Get ready.
Yeah, it's time to get ready for sure.
Don't blink.
Don't blink, that's for sure. Okay, so you might want to give that some streamer action on your own. You know how it is. I get stuck in the music because that is just the way that my life works. Because that's what I like. I like me some music. By the way, talking about some music, did you watch any of the Austin City Lights over the weekend? Well, I don't know if you know this, but if you're a Hulu subscriber, they do quite a few music festivals. And when I say that is they show them on Hulu, but they're a one-time shot thing. So it's live and in living color. It's not a pre-record it's not recorded. At least you can't normally find them afterwards. So you have to watch them in real time. And you know that I talk about, if you hang out on RadioBig.fm, talk about cannons ever so frequently. And I probably talk about it on this show because I can't shut my mouth up about them. But last night they were performing at Austin City Limits. And man, they started doing these drone shots at first, and I was like, this is kind of stupid in regards to why they were doing it. But then they got some very good pictures on how they were spinning around the crowd and the band members that I was like, okay, maybe it's not as terrible as I thought, but that happened last night. Also, they had recently done Lollapalooza as well, and I shouldn't say recently, within the last few months or so, they've done Lollapalooza. So it was interesting just to see on what Hulu is doing in regards to that, but that's just my opinion.
Duh.
What do I know? So with that being said, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. So, what do you think? Because I tell you this for the following reason. A lot of people don't want to talk about this, and I kind of figured that it is something that we need to talk about, not sometimes, but all the time. Once you get to the website, TWLOHA.com, there's information about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, just to name a few. There's other information on there as well. And what I always tell people is just because there's info on there that you might not need, it is something to learn for you to be able to assist others. If needed, you never know how that's going to work. So I always tell people, be on the lookout for newer information
or for some information that might not be familiar to you, because you never know when this might be a good time to know these things. Just something to think about. Anyway, CWLOHA.com. That's to write love on her arms. Best place to go in regards of information about what is going on inside of the multiverse. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk about some Sunday scary. So how was your day yesterday? Did you know that relaxing brunch, then enjoy a nap on the couch? Or did you spend how most of us did, dreading today, you know, that Monday was going to happen? Well, according to a new poll, the average worker experiences Sunday scaries 36 times a year. That means that you spend 70% of your Sunday dreading. Yes, dreading as anxiety or dread over what is expected to occur, which would be Monday. The survey said that 2,000 Americans found that they typically have panic, which is also defined as anxiety or dread over what is to expect in the coming work week. Kicks around 3:54 on Sunday. To counter the Sunday scaries, respondents said that they do things on Sunday such as binge watch their favorite shows, 51%, followed by watching movies, 42%, sleeping, 42%, cooking, 31%, and going on walks, 26%. Me? I spend my Sundays doing stupid things like yard work, cleaning the house, groceries, getting ready for the week ahead. Seems like I could learn a lot from these people. But of course, you call in sick, but then you also get the Monday scaries. So, some stuff to think about. So, there you go. Should I do one more? Let's do one more. What a signal to the end of privacy as we know it. Two Harvard students say that they were able to use facial recognition software in Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses to almost instantly identify random strangers on the street and compile their personal info from the internet. In a video on X, Alpha Nujan and Kane Adolph show how they built an eye x-ray, which uses glasses to capture people's images, then identify them through publicly accessible facial recognition search sites and use their large language model to compile the person's information. They were also able to access people's addresses, their names of their parents, and photos just in minutes. They say that they conducted the experiment to highlight the privacy concerns that come with consumer tech and will not release the code for the program, but they'll probably be given some not so honorable techies $1 billion idea. So there you go. Also, the organizers of what is supposed to be a very long treasure hunt that battles it with some point has not found the small gold treasure that hid in Massachusetts would, but also disappointed that the winner has yet to claim his cryptocurrency prize worth $27,000. A couple out hiking say that they saw the winner with the trophy in hand and spoke to him. They suppose winner said that the meteorologist who was also determined the location of the prize from within 27-mile reach radius, if you can believe that. Analyst Cloud Pattern say that the live stream setup of the trophy location, organizers say that it's surreal that the man hasn't claimed the prize. The couple also spoke with him, and he was super excited that he with the trophy. This is also said that the geo-marking and catching any of that information, if you get my drift there. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's story was submitted by Tony. I like this. It says, wisdom is pulling up to every one of your kids' events in a $5,000 vehicle, instead of making it to three events a year in your $80,000 vehicle. Wisdom is being home every night with your family in a single-wide mobile home, instead of being home with your family two nights a week in a mansion. What I've come to realize is this. It's not about what I can afford. It's about what I can't afford to miss, because you never know when your life will end. Family first. I love that. There have been times when I feel like I put my work before my family. Then I watched a movie that Adam Sandler did. It's called Click. It struck a nerve with me. I tried to make some changes to put my family ahead of my work. It's great, and I should do it more often.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. When calamity struck Job and his family, his wife encouraged him to curse God and die. But don't be too hard on her. Think of what she's lost. In a single day, bands of foreign raiders swept in, killing Job's servant and carrying off his livestock. Then a sheep and his herdsmen were killed in a freak storm. Later that same day, a savage wind blew in from the desert, destroying the house where their children were feasting, killing all of them. A few days later, Satan afflicted Job with painful boils from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. No wonder Job's wife had a crisis of faith. Lord, increase our faith that we may stand in the day of trouble. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's marking a year since the October the 7th attacks by Hamas. Two Chinese nationals have been killed and at least 10 people injured after an explosion near Jinnah International Airport in Karachi in Pakistan. Rwanda says it'll start vaccine trials against the Marburg virus, which has killed at least 12 people, and another hurricane is barreling towards the already storm-ravaged US Gulf Coast.
It's the show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. Rated R Safety Show, 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. As I take a look around, if we take a look at 2008 in particular, Spotify is launched. The music podcast and streaming service was created by Daniel Ek and Martin Lotenzo. That happened back in 2008. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Louis Capaldi turns 28. Mookie Belts turns 32. Celeste Bonin turns 38. Sean Ashmore, 45. Aaron Ashmore, yeah, she turned 46. So, or he turned 36. There you go. Taylor Hicks, 48. Allison Munn, 50. Tom York turns 56. Tony Braxton, 57. Simon Cowell turns 65. Yo-Yo Mama turns 69. Vladimir Putin turns 72. John Mellencamp, 73. Oliver North turns 81. And Joy Behar turns 82 today. So there you go. That's some birthdays for you. If you're looking for some days of the year to celebrate, there you go. It's National Bathtub Day. National Architecture Day, National Inner Beauty Day, World Habitat Day, National Consignment Day, let's see, National Propane Day, World Day of Bully Prevention, National Child Health Day, National LED Day, and National Frappe Day. Yeah, so there you go. That's some days to celebrate. No doubt about that whatsoever. If you are looking for a random joke for today, of course I will provide one for you. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. The five stages of waking up. I thought the best part of waking up was with Folgers within your cup. Has that changed? I don't know. So there you go. What else? If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What law or social rule are you completely baffled by? What law or social rule are you completely baffled by? So there you go. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Less than 10% of people say that they would correct someone's grammar. Is this setting? What is it? Social media. So there you go. That's probably one of the worst offenders out there. So there you go. Some stuff going on as we are talking. Anyways, that's going to end our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you don't, that's perfectly fine, because you can hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus on Safety FM, where he will talk about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. I really enjoy our time together, because it doesn't seem like, you know, it doesn't seem like it's one of those things that I should ever take for granted, because you are donating, giving your time for us to hang out. And I always think it's important for us to hang out together. So thank you so much for doing so. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. It's what we do when we don't succeed that determines whether we will succeed. Think about that. It's what we do when we don't exceed that determines whether we will succeed. Think about that. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
I'm a tiger on the prowl. I'ma make it go wild. I'm original, and I told you so. I'm a kid in the candy store with the leather on the dumb. I ain't the cure, I'm the venom. If you wanna find me, find the taillight. Something's coming in, you're gonna wanna take a red eye. It's time to go. It's time to go.